5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Sunday, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Ianelli here with you with another amazing Croc podcast. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin on the other side of the computer. Angel, I am so excited because we have a guest today, a very dear friend of mine. And you know how I like having guests. I feel like I'm having company. I want to put out the cheese and crackers. I want to put out the horseradish dip. I want to put out the caviar and the champagne and the whole thing. I'm so excited. How about you?
Extremely excited. And then just before we went on the air, I found out she's part of the whole hospital family. So it's like a reunion within, a family reunion. So it's kind of cool.
So before we introduce Erica, I want to kind of set the table for her, tell a little story, give everybody sort of a glimpse into what the podcast is going to be about. So many, many, many years ago when I had hair and the hair was actually colored brown, I had this desire, considering a kid from the city, to actually go underwater with a oxygen tank and actually do a thing called scuba diving. Now, Angel, you know me very well, right? You know that I'm a very anxious and nervous person. I know I come off like cool as a cucumber, but quite frankly, I'm like basically, I really need medication. So anyway, I finally, fulfill my educational dreams and I'm on a trip going to a conference in Bermuda. And I say, I am going to take this like introductory to scuba course. I've always wanted to do this. I was in my 30s and I said, I'm going to just do this. So, the instructor throws on about 300 pounds of, tanks and weights and vests and all these kind of things and throws me into the ocean. And then I have to do something very unnatural, and that's breathe, but not breathe like I'm breathing air. I'm like breathing from this oxygen tank. And this is the only thing that's keeping me, from basically dying. So after the initial shock of that, getting wet in the water, kind of going down to the bottom of the ocean, and feeling, this sense of absolute terror, I finally start breathing. And between the breathing and the sound of the regulator and exhaling the bubbles and breathing and exhaling, I was immediately taken by a feeling of almost being in heaven. It was almost like a feeling of all the stress and anxiety, that I bring to my day-to-day life just vanished and evaporated. And that was my first introduction to the power of breathing and how proper breathing could actually act as a therapeutic, just like a drug, just like a painkiller, like an anxiolytic, like any of those types of things. And I thought to myself over the last couple of podcasts, we've been talking about different techniques for our survivors to get through some of their anxieties and trepidations and fears. And I thought, when I did all my reading and research for these episodes, each one of them mentioned breathing as being a technique to help the survivor get to where they need to be to have that sort of same sort of experience I had 35 years ago, in the Atlantic Ocean in Bermuda. And then I approached my new friend, Erica Tortorella over at Garnet. And Erica is our new complementary alternative caregiver. And she does all sorts of things that she's going to tell us about. But I was struck by just this aura that she has. She just has this, you meet somebody who just calms you, just kind of makes you feel good. Just there's like a positive energy around her or whatever. And I took her aside and I said, listen, I know you don't know me that well, but do you know anybody who, knows anything about breathing techniques? And she says, yeah, my teacher, blah, blah, blah. I reach out to her teacher and I guess he was too busy breathing because he never called me back. So I said to her, I said, Erica, do me a favor. Your teacher's not doing it for me. Can you do me a favor? I know I can tell already just by meeting you that you would be the person to help our survivors by giving us a little 20-minute thing you know, on breathing, a breathing sort of, what would you say, a workshop to help. And tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got into it. I know we had a talk on Friday about, you know, nobody really gets into this straight up. There's always a journey and a path. So, Erica, without further ado, on behalf of Angel, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here. Ever since I found out about the Croc podcast, I was wondering when I was going to get on. So pretty exciting.
Yeah. So tell us about you, your journey, how you got to where you are with us and how you're already helping our survivors. And then we'll slowly get into the breathing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I'm one of the new folks over at Garnet. So I am the complementary therapies coordinator at Garnet. I'm in charge of all the complementary alternatives and to our traditional treatments. So non-pharmacological, in holistic treatments. So we have Reiki therapy. We have mindful breathing and guided imagery. We use aromatherapy. We also use virtual reality goggles in certain cases, pet therapy, recreation therapies and music therapies all along that, those lines. And we're, you know, we're hungry for more always. So patients love it. Families love it. I've had a really good time joining some of the cancer survivor groups and getting to know people. So it's really, really nice to be here and be with your audience and get to know more people and hopefully reach more people as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Angel, what are your thoughts?
I mean, off the bat, I mean, I have to say she's got a glow. For the audio version, you know, you can tell right off the bat that there's so much more to learn. But yeah, I'm excited in my own personal experience about breathing, but I'll share that later.
So no, yeah. Tell us, Angel, you have to share. I'm on the bottom of the ocean with giant octopuses like fighting. Like you have to tell me your story.
I think for me, you know, in a spiritual aspect, you know, sometimes when I have a struggle, whether it's, you know, in my life struggles or when things get a little bit awry, even working in the hospital, you know, dealing with emergencies, I find myself having to take a few minutes to myself and I have to actually close my eyes, take a deep breath and really focus in on my own breathing. So especially when I'm about to make a big announcement, because I know that breathing really relaxes me. I find myself at peace when I take that deep breath in and deep breath out. And I really just find myself calming down, especially somebody as hyper as I can be. It's nice to get at that level.
I'm thrilled that you are excited about breathing, both of you. And that's really what I wanted everyone to take away from this, because I believe this and as a great truth that breathing is the most underrated human experience, that we do not value it the way that we should. We just take breathing for granted and we don't understand the innate power. We don't stop to think about all the power that we hold with breathing and everything we can do. So I'm really excited to share with you some concepts, some very basic breathing concepts and some more advanced ones as well that are that people may be able to try and give a try. They can help you with stress, your anxiety, sleep disorders, you know, lung issues, respiratory problems. I mean, you name it, you know, it's all there in breath. It's the most powerful thing. And you said both of you made mention to the spiritual element, this experience, right? That you get this innate sense of calm, right? So it's internal, that peace is within you. And when Dr. Iannelli was doing his scuba diving and that breath, it was magic, right? It really was it's that elixir of life where you can just sort of be present. It brings you into this very, very moment. What's gone is in the past and the future is what's to be. It's right now. And breath is that anchor. Breath is the anchor into the moment. And we can use that in so many ways to have, you know, a wonderful human experience. And it just does so much for our health. So I'm really excited to share it. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a meditator. I'm a mindfulness practitioner. So breath is at the heart of all of those activities. Really, it is.
I love it. So Erica, you know, as a physician, you know, we learn the physiology of breathing. Yeah. We learn the anatomy. We learn the pathology. We learn, you know, pretty much everything. So it's a very clinical type of experience when you're learning it as a student or practicing it as a healthcare worker. And, you know, what you learn about is, you know, the basics that, you know, we're breathing in oxygen to nourish our cells and nourish our bodies. And mm-hmm. we're expelling the waste through the carbon dioxide. You know, that type of thing. But, you know, quite frankly, you know, breathing, and that's on an unconscious level, right? Mm-hmm. So we are asleep. We don't have to wake up to remember to breathe. We're just breathing. It's just sort of like a involuntary, you know, sort of action, which is initiated in, you know, in our brainstem, our primitive brains, right? Our reptilian brains. That's where everything kind of starts. But you would be the first to tell us that that's not really what breathing is. Is that correct?
Well, that is the biological function of breath, right? But breath is... It's the connection between the mind and the body as well. So it actually has the ability to not just reach us on that biological level, but to actually reach our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, to regulate our emotions. So there's a lot of other things in all of our functions, all the way up into the brain, that are also affected by our breath. And if we're breathing properly, we're using our body more functionally. And if we're breathing improperly, we're actually causing damage to our body. So there's a lot of things that go on, even on that level, beyond, you know, that cellular level with the body. But the most important thing is how the connection, I think, for us to, you know, the lay people to understand, is how much of a power breath has to connect here and here. Okay. And when you're feeling anxious, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure someone's going to relate to me, that I'll be, you know, nervous about a situation, a doctor's visit, or, you know, going to the dentist, or any number of things, running late, and I'll start to get worry. And all of a sudden I'll feel something in my body, whether it be a tightening in my chest, something in my belly, tighten my throat. It starts to happen. So these thoughts become physical, and it happens inside of our body. And breath is that language. It speaks and connects. So breath is the most powerful way to regulate yourself. So that is really, really vitally important. And I will prove that to you and everyone tonight. Today, we're here.
Awesome. No, this is great. This is amazing. So basically, you know, you mentioned anxiety, stress, despondency, you know, fear, all those types of things. Our survivors, I even wrote on today's synopsis, it's not a question of the cancer survivor ever feeling those feelings. The question is, how often do they feel it? And there's, you know, I think one of the major, I would say, objectives of this podcast is to point out all of the special circumstances, all of the things and all of the challenges that our survivors have to deal with, not just in their year-to-year life or decade-to-decade life, not even in their day-to-day life, but in their moment-to-moment life. So you have a situation where I think this technique can speak to them, not just like maybe once a day or once a week or once a month, but probably several times a day, to sort of bring them down from DEFCON 5 down to, you know, maybe down to DEFCON 1 or even below that. So yeah, hit us up with, you know, some of the, you know, techniques or some of the thought processes to catch them, you know, for, I guess, first is recognition of where they are, right? In this stress level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just being attentive to your breath, whether it be in the moment where you need to use your breath, or in a moment when you're available in a normal regulated state, just paying attention to it, just being aware of the breath, having a conscious decision to feel the breath, is already very powerful. That brings you right into the present moment. It connects you, and it's very regulating. So, you know, I always say these difficult things that we become skilled at, whether it be meditation, breath, all of our little talents and hobbies, they aren't easy. We get better at them. So over time, the more we practice something, we get better. And practice is the same with breath. So, you know, we can call on our breath to begin when we need it and we're anxious, or we remember, okay, yeah, I got to take my breath. But then as you realize the power of it, and you start to notice it just in your day-to-day life, just recognizing that breath is so, it invokes so much peace. It brings you a lot of self-compassion and a lot of acceptance. A lot of things with breath is just kind of observation. So you're not stuck in pulling yourself away from the moment. It's like, it's observation without judgment, you know? So it's really a very compassionate practice. Can I start with some breathing techniques for people to try?
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%.
All right, let's do this. So I'm going to go through a few. The first one I'm going to do is pursed lip breathing. And I'm going to start with this one because there are some people who are going to have difficulty accessing breathing in and out through their nose, right? So some people breathe mostly through their mouth, right? That's a very shallow breath. So I'm going to encourage you to try the breath through the nose if that's possible for you. And we're going to do pursed lips. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth gently with pursed lips. So why don't you guys try that? We're going to breathe in through the nose and then we're just going to breathe out through the mouth. Just like that. Almost like you're like gently blowing out a candle. And you don't even have to change your breath to start. Just begin to breathe that way. You'll start to notice that that out breath is a little bit longer than that in breath. And I want you to stay with that. So breathing in, noticing that breath, breathing out a little bit longer. That's going to help you expel the air from the lung, right? So if we're breathing very shallow, those lungs are never, ever, ever, you know, they're not going to be able to have any output. So a lot of times if people are dealing with any lung issues or respiratory issues, asthma, and they say, I can't do breathing. This is a great introductory breath. So this is a good one to start with. If this is easy for you, you can do the in and out through your nose. Okay. So just do that first. Don't even try to change it. And then we're going to turn it into a belly breath or a diaphragmatic breath. So what I want you to do first is roll your shoulders a couple of times. We don't even realize we're holding so much there, but just roll them out. Maybe notice your spine, sit up tall and let your shoulders relax. And what that's going to do is take these muscles here, relax them. Sometimes when we're trying to breathe into our belly, if we're not relaxed here, we're going to breathe right into our chest, right? That's not going to help our body. So we're going to learn to breathe. So we relax, we let the shoulders come down. We breathe in till you start to feel your belly rise. Let it out. In and out. You can close your eyes here if you're feeling comfortable and really get that experience. Maybe place your hand on your belly, on your chest. So what you're doing here is getting the diaphragm to expand. And as you breathe out, it pulls back. Like your chest and belly are lifting. You could try this in your chair or laying on the ground is really a delightful way to really feel this. And you'll notice your breath begins to slow. And that will cause changes in your body. Just like that.
Angel, I feel like a new person.
I'm at peace right now, man.
I'm going to just keep this podcast going for about 20 hours.
Yeah. Diaphragmatic breathing. That is really, I think, if you can access an in and out through your nose, that's probably your most useful breath. You can do this throughout the day. So whenever we're walking around or doing a lot, we're going to have a more shallow breath. But anytime you can think about it to get that full diaphragmatic breath in, relaxing the shoulders, not breathing into the chest, not breathing into the neck, you're really going to do well with that. And we're going to go a little bit further with it. Okay. So this is mindful breathing. So I didn't bring in any real mind, body or meditation techniques, but we're going to start those now.
No, that was great. If you don't mind, I hate to interrupt you, but so a lot of our survivors, might have lung cancer. They might have head and neck cancer.
Yes.
Either they're cured and they have post-treatment issues, dryness and, nasal congestion, et cetera. or they have limited capacity of being able to use their lungs, or they're oxygen dependent. How would you make, what would you say, alterations or adjustments for them?
Anything that works for you. I mean, really being mind body aware. So if you have the ability to lay down when you're doing your breathing, that will really help. If you need to be reclined and maybe even upright to have more space in the chest, that's fine. Just want you to be as comfortable as you can be and really kind of tuning into how the feeling is in the body. And as soon as you do that, even if the breath is short, it doesn't matter. You're still cued in. So it's just going to be, and that's what I work with patients that are have these issues. And when I'm cueing breath, let's say in a therapeutic environment, I will always say to what level you can, just start, don't even change anything. Just begin to notice your breathing. Just notice. And this is where the mindfulness comes in. So we're right there. This is right where it is. This is where we begin to just connect with the body. And it's really just, you're observing yourself. You're not judging yourself. You're not saying I should be taking a bigger breath or I should be able to do this. You are just there in the moment. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and that mindfulness piece goes a little bit further. And I think we, even like sometimes when I'm sitting in public, you'll see me. It's actually when I exercise, I'll say, if my eyes are closed, I'm meditating. It's a moving meditation for me. So anytime that I do that all the time, and reason why I close my eyes is we have all of this visual input. Most of us, right, have a lot of visual input. Unless we have some kind of vision issues, we're taking in so much at a time. And when we close our eyes, that's a huge block. So that kind of frees us up. It frees all that information that we're usually taking in through our eyes that we can now feel into our bodies. So I highly recommend when you're doing these breathing activities to really just let it happen for yourself. Close your eyes, maybe. Just breathe. Feel in the moment. Be there. And then you can kind of let your thoughts pass by. I'm right back to your breath. And that's the basis of meditation. And I will say mindfulness, meditation, and breath is at the foundation level. It's the equalizer. It's something we all can do. We may not all be at the same level. We may not all be doing it the same way, but we can all do it, right? We can all have that conversation with ourselves. It doesn't matter. And I've done this with people of all different abilities, all different ages, everyone you can imagine. And it's accessible. It really is a very accessible practice. And it's so very healthy for our body and our minds.
Yeah. So as an advanced practitioner, and you are obviously aware and mindful, that's sort of like, your whole, chai, yep. Is it your energy? How do you, how long does it take to adapt your behavior to become a habit of being mindful of your breathing?
Well, I think that most habits form, we can lose a good habit real quick, but to form them takes a little bit longer. So that's why I say to do it as much as you can, not just when you're feeling the most stressed, especially if you found some peace today. If you found any peace at all, take a moment and do it again. So I say whenever you can. I mean, there's apps on your phone that tell you to take a breath. You can do those meditation apps. You can do that stuff. I'm not against it. Whatever it takes for you to do it, whether it be I'm just going to sit and breathe when I wake up in the morning. I do it at night because even I breathe throughout the day. I'm really good at it. But even at nighttime, I'll find myself going back into those cycles of overthinking or not being able to shut off my brain. And I'm like, hey, even as an advanced practitioner, I still have to remind myself. So I say just come up with a few healthy habits. When you wake up in the morning, before you have coffee, maybe you drink some water and you breathe. There's guided meditations everywhere. You can just take those moments and do those things and you find what works for you. Like everybody, there's going to be somebody out there that speaks your language that's going to help you. So I want you to feel successful. This is really something and it's so personal. It's not like a one size fits all. This is you and your body. This is your breath, your body, your experience, your practice, right? Mindfulness is a practice and breathing is a practice. It's all, and it belongs to you. It belongs specifically to you.
Yep. And I know you addressed this. I'm going to ask you to address it again. So we're talking about breathing, mindful breathing, mindfulness, trying to reduce stress. You mentioned also, it seems almost paradoxical, but I know it's not. But when you talk about moving meditation or moving mindful breathing, that's basically not just laying down or sitting or actually closing your eyes and sitting in one stationary spot, but that's actually being mobile, hiking, being on a bicycle, working out, whatever, even driving, I guess. Tell us a little bit about how you integrate your breathing and into real life, into the moving circuit of life.
It's all about being very, very present in the now. So our mind, the way it works, is always taking us somewhere, taking us away into the past, taking us into the future, something that's never happened. Very rarely are we just really with each other, right? Even sometimes we catch ourselves in conversation. We're listening to someone, but we're just thinking about what we're going to say. We're losing that moment. So the key is really to be present. So breath does that though, because breath is in and out. So the great way to start is to just, because your mind will continue to go. So what you want to do is just say, even if you say it silent in your head, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And use your senses. So I said the visual one is a really big one. You can use it to your advantage if you'd like. If you're driving and you're breathing mindfully, you're just breathing and driving, maybe you start to notice the trees, the plants, the color of the sky. Maybe you're not just, you know, scrolling through the radio or listening to a book or on the phone. Maybe you're really there. Maybe you're really there and you're actually like you're seeing everything for the first time, because the truth is you are. You know, impermanence is the law. Nothing ever stays the same. It never, ever does. You will wake up tomorrow. If you are mindfully watching your front yard, you will wake up tomorrow. It will look different in so many ways because nature is constantly changing and we are constantly changing. We're not the same person we were yesterday. We're not even the same we were 5 minutes ago. So when we recognize that the moment that we're in now is the only moment that truly matters in our lives, that is the key. Breath is the entryway to that moment. So when we walk mindfully, we feel every step. We are there. We take a step. We fully take that step. We hold our head up. We look around. We do that presently. Right? We move our hands presently. We watch the clouds roll by presently. We are there. That is what is it. And that is the foundation of meditation, of mindfulness in general, of a lot of just of the Buddha, of all these things, and all these spiritual practices. And the root is mindful breathing. Yes. Very, very, very powerful. You will find gratitude. You will find compassion. You will find kindness for yourself. You will find this relationship with yourself will change dramatically. And that's what needs to change inside before anything on the outside really changes. It has to happen inside. And this is all work. None of this happens. My breath and my mindful experience of the world will never be yours, Dr. Iannelli. It'll never be yours, Angel. It'll be mine. And when I'm at that place, that's when I can give my authentic self to everybody around me. That's the key. That's really what it's about. That's when we make those connections, when we're really alive. And that's why I say breath is underrated, because it is the beginning, it's the gateway to a brand new life, you know, really rich, vibrant life.
Absolutely, 100%. I have a question for you, Erica, as we wrap up. Yeah. And by the way, Angel, this lady's getting back on this podcast like ASAP to talk more about mindfulness. But as it relates to breathing, survivors listening to the podcast tomorrow or sometime in the future, and they love what they're hearing. You're such an articulate young lady, and we're so grateful for your expertise. But they want to learn more about breathing. They want to get started on the path, and they appreciate the few exercises that you brought us through today. Any resources, beginner's resources you could share with us?
There are so many. breathing is thankfully really, really accessible at this point. So I would say you could do, you know, look for mindful breathing. You know, you could do that on your, on YouTube, I would say would be a great resource for it. I want to make sure I have some pretty good things. Yeah. So mindfulness, mindful breathing, mindful meditation, and breathing techniques. You can look those up and just look up breathing techniques as well. And you will find, all these different things. So what you're going to see a lot of is that, that pursed lip breathing. That's a good one. It's a very good beginner breath. The diaphragmatic breathing, there's box breathing, there's alternate nostril breathing. I'd love to teach you at some point, all of you. but there are a lot of practitioners. So yoga is a place where we do a lot of different breathing. I am a yoga teacher as well. And I have a really strong practice of yoga that I've had for more than 20 years now. And that's a really great place to unpack, you know, to really come to the mat. Tai Chi, yoga, gentle martial arts, chair yoga, it's for you. If you find a place that isn't for you, that's just that place. I'm telling you, it is for you. The beginning of this, there is something for you. Believe it. There is. There is so much. And if you really need more, reach out to us and I'd be happy to get you some personal resources.
Erica, you had me at hello.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really my
my pleasure. Angel, so Erica, Angel is my podcast spouse. So in any good relationship, I always let my podcast spouse have the last word. So Angel, do you have any amazing kudos for Erica and what she's had to say to us today?
You know, I will say, as we were listening to her speak, and I had said in the very beginning, there's a glow about her. I'm reminded of the song by Sting that says, every breath you take and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. I find that watching her explain something that she's so passionate about something that really truly is very simple, meaning because we all do it, but has taken it to the next level, really authenticates the importance of breathing. I remember my mentor telling me when I had to speak for the first time, he said, sometimes the most important thing in a whole day is the rest we take between two deep breaths. And taking a deep breath and remembering who you are. And I think today, just by breathing with Erica, I feel a little bit better about myself.
Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my dear co-host and podcast spouse. Erica, thank you for being here today. I really mean that we're going to have you back. You're really terrific, a very special person. To Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up, thank you, my dear friend, for everything you do for our survivors and for our board of directors. Also to our board of directors, who have devoted themselves in their spare time and their energies and their expertise to helping our dear cancer survivors. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support and belief in our podcast. We are always grateful. And of course, this is the part of the podcast where we do our great Newt Rockne pep talk. You guys got knocked over the head with an amazingly powerful hammer. You saw stars, your life has been changed. The treatments you've received have been toxic and life-changing. You feel that you're not the person that you were. Just walking out of the house is a big deal. Things that never bothered you before bother you now. The anxiety sometimes is too hard to control or too hard to explain. People look at you with pity. People don't know you anymore. People don't know how to talk to you. And you have to raise your family or be with your family or go to work and get money and continue your career. And then on your lunch hour, go for your mammogram or your CAT scan or your MRI. And you're waiting for those results. And you guys are very, very special, amazing, courageous people. Take today's podcast to heart. In those moments of despondency, in those moments of fear, in those moments of anxiety, do as Erica says and take those breaths and calm yourself down and be present in the moment. Your fear of the future and your trauma from the past are just illusions. They do not exist. One of them has never existed, and one of them is already gone. So just deal with the breath in the moment. You guys are worthy, and I want you to think that when you're breathing. You guys are special. You're loved. You're courageous. You're brave. You are survivors. You are going to beat this. You have already beat this. You got this. On behalf of the Croc Podcast, we end this podcast as we end every podcast, wishing you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.